Hello, my name is Leslie Dorsett, and I'm here interviewing my grandmother, Jean C. Cleveland Beck. Today's date is 3/6/96. The location is her home in Sanup, Alabama. And the reason I decided to interview my grandmother is because I feel she has a great deal of memories from vital periods in history in Northeast Alabama. She is someone who is very respectful and has a great deal of character. She was born and raised in rural Alabama in the 1930s. The topic she was really interested in talking about was her life growing up on a farm and how the Depression and other factors affected. I'm going to begin the interview by getting her to tell us a little bit about her childhood and her family. How many children and grandchildren did you have?
There was 8 children in my family. I came from a very large family, and I lived in the rural area. I began school in Sanup, Alabama, when I was 6 years old. We had just moved from Collinsville, Alabama. Dad worked in ABF Railroad bridge building. We had a good life compared to what a big part of the people in our area have. At least my dad had a step coming in each week, and he would leave on Saturday or Sunday afternoon to go back to work. And, we moved in from Collinsville and had built a home out on the mountain 2.5 miles above Sanup. And so on each Friday afternoon, we would go back to Collinsville, and when the train came in, we would meet him and bring him home for the weekend. Kind of then, we would come back to Collinsville. But we had a very good life. I think I can remember having a very happy childhood, and I had 6 sisters and 2 brothers. My dad was away from home. We had tenant farmers and 3 different families that lived on our place, and they raised cotton, corn, hay beans, and raised their own chickens. They raised their own, had their own cattle and their own garden, and we had plenty to eat, and always kept someone in our home that was hired hand working on the farm. My mother was a very strong person in that my daddy was away all the time, and of course there was numerous problems that was rising every week that she had to make her own decision, whether it was a good one or whether it was a bad one. My being 2 boys and 6 girls, of course, there's a lot of difference in feelings and attitudes and ideas we had about things. But my mother did an excellent job. She kept books on the farm tenants, because some of them rented on hay, some of them rented on 3rd and 4th, and there was a lot of bookwork to do. Also, she had to keep up with payroll, paying these hired hands. Some of the time we had 2 of her nephews that lived with us. And her mother and dad was in ill health, and they lived just about 2 country blocks up the road from us. The mother wasn't able to do much, therefore we had to do her washing, their washing and ironing, and seeing after them. And in the meantime, my mother was expecting a baby by the time since 3 of the children were younger than I was. But I would go to my grandmother's house and draw water for her every day and carry in stove wood. And she had a large basement under her house where she kept all of her canned food and her potatoes and onions and that kind of produce. They also had a cistern that they kept their water in and their milk in. But they had a very deep well, and she wasn't able to draw the water. So that's my job every day. She wasn't able to do her wash and her laundry, so my sister, younger than I, would get her laundry and bring it down, and my older sister would do the washing and then and ironing, and then some of us would carry it back to her. But they did have their own cows, and she was able to have milk and butter to take care of that. So that was her way of contributing to this grocery bill, because she would mold and cook butter and sell it to local customers. She had a brother that lived in Abilene, Texas, and she would ship butter to him hot summer season during the year when the weather permitted it. But she had regular cartons, milk butter cartons that she would wrap her butter and dip the nose, and it just made the best of her shipping. And then my sister and I, every Friday afternoon, we would walk to Mount Vernon and share this to a good friend of theirs that worked at Getting the Jungle in Collinsville. He would take the butter down there, and she had regular customers that would come there and pick it up. And that way, that was beneficial to her as far as his health was concerned, and to the family too. But my granddaddy raised, his own, he had beehives, and he raised his own honey, and had customers he sold that to. And I can remember very well how he'd get that bread and get his baking things, all of it lined up to smoke the bees and try to keep them from stinging him off. Therefore, he would take the honey out of the hive and put it in fruit jars, and he would sell that. My dad came home on the weekend, and he would then go over our crop and my grandfather's crop too. And the tenant farmers were seeing after that part of it. And he would tell them what to be done each week when he was home. And my mother would help oversee that too. We contributed the cotton crop to take care of the bills and that part of the situation too.